Backtracking by Biagro, read by Twasadark. Fandom: Harry Potter. Rating: PG. Pairing: Harry Draco. This is number 7 of the Catboy Draco arc. Potter: I have reconsidered your offer of support. Meet me in the Room of Requirement to discuss this matter further. Malfoy. Potter: Perhaps I was a little over hasty in my assessment of the situation on Saturday. I would appreciate your meeting me in the Room of Requirement to continue Animagus training as planned. Malfoy. Potter: When I called you a useless Gryffindor on Saturday, I meant it in the nicest possible way. Please meet me in the Room of Requirement so that we might continue with your generous offer of assistance. Malfoy. Harry: Bloody bastard doesn't begin to cover my behavior last weekend. I'm sorry. Draco. Draco groaned and threw away yet another piece of very expensive parchment. He'd been trying to compose a letter to Potter for over an hour with no success. When he'd awakened in the Room of Requirement to discover that A, he'd succeeded, briefly, in achieving his cat animagus form, and B, he still had cat ears and a tail in human form, well, he'd thrown something of a temper tantrum. He'd said a number of things that he really didn't mean. All right, he meant them at the time, but he certainly didn't mean them now, not in light of the new information he'd gotten from Madame Pomfrey. So here he was, struggling to figure out a way to coax Potter into helping him again. Draco sighed. There was no way this would work. If Potter had said the same things to him that he'd spouted at Potter, all of the begging and groveling in the world wouldn't convince him to offer up his assistance a second time. He stood and walked over to his mirror. After casting a locking charm on the door, Draco removed the glamour from his ears and looked at himself critically. The ears weren't so bad, really. They were a nice color, at least. The tail was a little annoying, but he was sure he could get used to it. His shoulders slumped. Who was he kidding? He looked ridiculous, and his only hope of getting rid of them lay with Harry Bloody Potter. Perhaps that's what his letter should say. Help me, Harry Potter. You're my only hope. Draco stared at his ears for another moment, then glamoured them invisible again and marched back to his desk. Taking up his quill, he scribbled a quick note, folded it up, and sent it with his owl. He'd given up on explaining himself in print. Draco just hoped he could talk fast enough to change Potter's mind before the Gryffindor hexed him into oblivion. End. This story is continued in number 8 of the Catboy Draco arc, Renegotiating.